Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, he's with us a little bit into the next hour. We've got a link up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, so this radio show is not just a radio show. You can see the video clips we're about to be playing, the new evidence. I'm going to recap it after the break. But exclusive, uncovered 911 footage shows FBI director asking firefighters about secondary hits and saying, yes, he saw explosions going off. This is added to all the other information. He's with the mayor. There's dust all over the ground. It was shot by the fire department, FBI New York director Barry Ma. And we've got that. NIST tried to block this in the last 9 years. Finally, the International Journal of 9/11 Studies sued because they were blocking their FOIA request for the open records and got 5 terabytes of videos. They are coming out every day with these videos, talking about bombs in the buildings, firefighters, witnesses, the bombs going off, explosions, the explosions before 7 falls at 5:25 in the afternoon. And Governor Jesse Ventura is here with us. Before I introduce him, I want to play this clip where he's about to go live on Fox, and they shot video of this and aired it, of Ventura getting in the guy's face. His name is Eric Bolling, and saying, look, they staged Gulf of Tonkin, they staged this too. Here's Governor Ventura.
The Gulf of Tonkin incident never happened. Well, 58,000 of my generation died over something that was a lie.
I didn't touch that. That's not where I was going.
This one's a lie, too.
Ah, come on. Well, that exchange took place after my interview with Jesse Ventura. That was just a preview. Now, here's the entire interview with the shy guy, the retiring former wrestler, former governor,
okay,
actor, and television.
Gov, thank you for joining us. I know you're basically done with doing media for the TV show, but 9/11's important, so you're here.
Well, no, I'm not done yet. You know, we had to delay one show a week because we didn't want to go head-to-head with the New York Yankees because everybody knows that what's the most important thing to watch out there, I guess, is sports. And so they show just a montage of old shows. So it's almost, this Friday is like a new premiere again, and we'll be kicking off with Area 51, and then we'll progress forward with the remaining 6 or 7 shows.
Governor, and before you leave us, we'll talk about some of the shows coming up with Conspiracy Theory, your hit show, and the great ratings it's getting, showing people will have a hunger for the truth. You have always questioned the official story of 9/11. And as the year,
Alex, I didn't always question it.
I mean, the last few years.
Yeah, no. To give my background on it quickly, I believed it like everyone else. You know, I felt that, you know, we were all so stunned and we were frozen and we go almost into a automated mode almost, and you know, everything we were being told and fed, and I went along with it, and really my antenna didn't truly spike. And you know, plus you're being a governor, you're busy, you don't have time to be investigating things and looking at stuff like that. You got to take care of your state. And what caused it for me was right after I got out of office when George Bush announced we were going to invade Iraq. And that's when I sat back and I went, Iraq? I mean, they told us these 19 guys attacked us and there wasn't one Iraqi amongst them. There was no ties that anyone knew to Saddam Hussein and Iraq. And so it was at that point that I stepped back and said, wait a minute, what's the big picture here? And it was at that point that my doubts started really to enter in. And then it was a few months later that I happened, my son kept badgering me to watch this thing on the internet called Loose Change. And then I watched that, and that's when I started to tear it all apart and started focusing on it, starting truly trying to use what resources I have to learn the truth, because I'm a sucker for the truth. And I just am tired, you know, after the Gulf of Tonkin incident, and you read about all these things in our history, and you start doubting, well, can any of this even be true? Because, you know, when mainstream media reports something as being factual, in my lifetime I've been able to see that, no, that's not true, that they will sell us stories, that they will sell us positions, and they will make us believe by repeating over and over and over again, and everybody's lives are very busy. And
well, Governor, stay there.
Has time to go searching the truth.
We've got to go to break. Let's come back and get into the latest information.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. JCN listeners get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off-the-Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
My friends, former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, host of the hit TV show Conspiracy Theory, premiering a new episode coming up this Friday evening on True TV, joins us for 5 minutes into the next hour. We've got a lot of information, 11 different video audio clips we're going to be playing. And so folks can actually see this who are radio listeners. We're shooting video of all this live. You can go to PrisonPlanet.com, and the top featured story is special 911 cover-up simulcast with Jesse Ventura. And we're doing two different Google number one search terms today, 911 cover-up that you put into Google over and over again, and Conway cover-up, dealing with the narcotics investigation of his brother, who's also in law enforcement, a cover-up that's admitted to that. And so we're going to be really exposing all of this today, and this is key ahead of this Kentucky election. Now, some stations don't carry the first 5 minutes. The governor and I were discussing his awakening in the last, you know, 6-7 years, the lies about WMDs, the Gulf of Tonkin being declassified shortly after in 2004, really adding to his concern about being lied to. And we were getting up to loose change and all the footage of the bombs going off and the rest of it. But it's great to have Governor Ventura here, because when he's on national television, he's got 5 to 10 minutes. and they'll attack him for this, and he always says Gulf of Tonkin was a lie. Look at Building 7. I was in demolitions, UDT. That's what founded the SEALs. You can watch that on the History Channel in World War II, the underwater demolition teams, trained in explosives. That was the first group that the SEALs grew out of. He's an expert in that, and he says this is a load of baloney. So in your own words, continue with your awakening, your questions, and then it's great to have you here now, not just in a soundbite, because we're going to go over the group that sued and got this footage that the government, NIST, didn't want the people to see, and now we know why they didn't want us to see this, because here's the headline at PrisonPlanet.com. Exclusive. Uncovered 911 footage shows FBI director of New York asking firefighters about secondary hits and saying he agreed he saw the explosions in the bottom floors. And we've got a bunch of other videos NIST suppressed. They didn't suppress stuff that didn't matter. They wouldn't release this stuff because it's firefighters, police, all of them, saying we got to get out of here. There could be bombs in other buildings. It's bombs. It's bombs. So that's coming up. And with the governor talking about it and challenging the media, he said he was going to do today, to look at the info and to be honest. Governor Ventura, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Alex. Always a pleasure to join you.
Okay, so recapping what you were getting into in the short segment, your awakening to 9/11 and the fact that I've heard you talk about more and more serious questions you've got. That's pretty bold.
Well, Alex, when you start truly looking at it and you start asking questions and you start looking at things, like the first thing you always want to judge if government's involved in any type of misbehavior or conspiracy is were standard operating procedures violated. Did anything go from the norm? Because military and government runs on standard operating procedures. They have sets of procedures that they follow whenever anything happens. And when you start delving into 9/11, you start seeing that 9/11 procedures were violated. And then you start digging into more documents. One of the documents that really troubles me the most is the fact that on June 1st of 2001, how they changed the NORAD interception, that up until that point in time, it was left to base commanders to make the call. If the FAA called them with a problem in the air, they had the ability to scramble airplanes and send them up. Well, June 1st of that year, that was changed by an executive order by George Bush, and now any planes that were scrambled had to be cleared through the Department of Defense. Well, why this change in procedure? What would be the reasoning behind that? You know, the old way was working fine, and people don't realize that jets get scrambled much more often than they know. You know, it goes on, a weekly, daily sometimes occurrence. It happens a lot. And yet on that day, everything was just so fouled up in our multi-billion-dollar air defense system, they behaved like there was a stand-down. And then, of course, you then look at situations. I started watching how to form a 9/11 commission, the president and the administration totally blocked it. There was going to be no investigation of 9/11 if the government had their way. They weren't going to investigate anything. They told us what their version of what happened, and we're expected to solely believe that, no matter what evidence then surfaces. And so you look at the fact that they didn't want a commission to be formed, and when pressure came from the families and they demanded the commission, well, who's the first person they come up with to run it? Henry Kissinger. Well, there was outcry and outrage over that because of all of his contacts and everything he's into, so they had to remove him, and then they came up with Keane and the other guy, and you know, then you look at it from a logical point of view. Did they really and truly want to investigate? Well, when you learn that they spent $100 million to investigate Whitewater, $100 million, where ultimately in the end, I guess they learned the president cheated on his wife. Maybe there's more to it, maybe not. But the point I'm getting to is the $100 million. And then initially, for the murder of 3,000 people, at 9/11, they allocate $4 million. Four. Now, it ended up, I think, going to $12 or $13 million in the end, but that alone should cause you to say there wasn't a real investigation going to be done here, you know, when they're going to spend money like that. And on our show, we actually talked to a pretty main person that functioned in a certain department of the 9/11 Commission, and, you know, when they start saying, saying they were put under pressure to move quickly, and anything that they all didn't uniformly agree on was left out. So the whole report had to be a slam dunk.
Well, Governor, back you.
Then, Alex, you go to other things. Like, we're a country that's supposed to be a rule of law. We're supposed to follow that. This was murder. They've had 9 years now to indict Bin Laden. Why hasn't that been done? That's the procedure. Yet they're creating all this other stuff like, oh, you handle them with the military. No, you wait a minute here. Al-Qaeda and Bin Laden and all them are not a military. They don't represent a country. They represent a band of outlaws out there, much, I guess, if you wanted to say, like the Hell's Angels, you know, using something that there's groups of them throughout the world. They get established in certain countries where they can get away with what they do. But the point of the matter is, this was a murder that took place, Alex, and you have to go through procedures, and it happened inside the United States, in Manhattan. Why hasn't he been indicted? And then you go to the fact that you go to the FBI website, and you can pull up Bin Laden, and in his resume, it doesn't even include 9/11. And then the FBI's final response to that is, well, we don't have enough evidence. Then you start looking at who's profited from all this stuff that's gone on. Who? Because whenever things like this happen, there are profiteers. That things are happening for a reason. And the reason is generally money, power, and all of that. So who profited the most? The military industrial. We're now in two wars because of 9/11. They've battened down the hatch on our country and taken our freedoms away all over this event, that there is so much evidence that says the possibility that this turns out to be a false flag operation. Just like the Gulf of Tonkin, just like when they said the Japanese attacked the people in China to start off their end of World War II, just like the Rookstock fire. And what becomes so frustrating about it, Alex, is that these are not new ideas. And just because other countries did them and our own country has done them before, why would we suddenly now turn a blind eye to really understanding history and seeing that the majority of all wars are complete setups?
Unbelievably well said, and I want you to continue. I want to back up, though, what Governor Jesse Ventura said, because he's being very conservative, and it's much worse than he just said. It is declassified. It's in my films. It's on the Pentagon's website. That 2 months before 9/11, Dick Cheney changed the procedure that had been in place since 1957 of the automatic default of the admirals and generals in NORAD to shoot down a plane after it didn't follow orders over a populated area. And he took the order and said only Dick Cheney, the president, or Rumsfeld could give that order. And then 2 weeks after 9/11, he rescinded the order. And it's on the government letterhead with the Pentagon symbol, Dick Cheney's order to Rumsfeld. Then you talked about some of the other things that happened. And you talked about the fact that they haven't indicted Bin Laden. If they've got the supposed proof, they should indict and put it on record. But I wanted to bring this up before we get into other reasons you question 9/11 and the latest controlled demolition info in these clips, these new big developments that I want to get your take on. Here's Fox News. It was also in AP and other places. But here's Fox News, October 20th. So this is 7 days ago. Exclusive Al-Qaeda leader dined at the Pentagon just months after 9/11. Anwar al-Awlaki. Maybe the first American on the CIA's killer capture list. But he was also a lunch guest of the military brass at the Pentagon within months of September 11th. It has now been declassified. Documents exclusively obtained by Fox News, including an FBI interview conducted at the Fort Hood shooting in November, state that Anwar al-Awlaki was taken to the Pentagon as part of a military outreach. He met with the Secretary of the Army and others. Now, this is 2 months after he was the number three guy of Al-Qaeda on the news. Then you've got the hijackers trained at U.S. military bases, Newsweek, AP. You've got Anwar al-Awlaki on record running the Fort Hood shooter, and the government's blocked those documents, running the Christmas Day underwear bomber, they block that, running the Times Square bomber, they block that, and in the case of the underwear bomber, I had Kurt Haskell and other witnesses who were on the plane from Amsterdam here. They said a sharp-dressed guy in a suit came up and got this guy who looked drug, Mutalib, on the plane, Governor. This is all on record. And then there was a pop and all this happened, and they told us to shut up about it. Then the government said he was a liar. Then it came out that the State Department deputy head, the head of the visas, Mr. Kennedy, said, I was told by an unnamed U.S. intelligence agency to help him get on the plane. Now, Governor, you got Anwar al-Awlaki, who runs all these operations, all these patsies, and he is on record 2 months after he's on the news as the number three of al-Qaeda carrying out 9/11, and he is at the Pentagon in a cloak. What does that sound like?
I missed that. This was on Fox News?
Only 7 days ago. That's why you missed it.
No kidding. See, that's all new to me. That's what's interesting about this stuff. As the puzzle gets put together, more pieces start to assemble and more information comes forward all the time. I mean, at what point are the American people going to say enough is enough? You know, another thing I want to touch on too, Alex, is the fact that you've got the people out there like 9/11 Truth that is now multiplied into many areas. You've got architects and engineers. You've got airline pilots. And the thing people need to understand about that is the mainstream media portrays 9/11 Truthers as being some fringe element and some wild, crazy liberals or whatever they are out there, leftover hippies, whatever they may say. And they don't realize that the 9/11 Truth movement, the great majority of it is professionals. These are not people that are crazies. They're not people that, in fact, they're courageous because they're putting their professional integrity on the line to ask the questions. By the way, did I tell you that I had my showdown with Arianna Huffington in a dressing room?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. When I was out doing the show tour, Arianna was there for something, and her and I had it out pretty good in the dressing room where I questioned and wanted to know why she practiced censorship on me. And, of course, she got a little huffy at the end and walked out and wouldn't talk to me anymore, but she still stands by that they don't do conspiracy theories. And I explained what I was writing about was not a theory of anything. It was an event that took place in San Francisco where thousands of architects and engineers signed a petition demanding a new investigation. That's not a conspiracy theory. That's an event that took place. But she would hear none of it, and so we, of course, left each other on pretty bad terms, I would guess. I mean, not bad terms to where we'd never speak again, but she clearly knows that I will never write for her censoring Huffington Post anymore.
Well, George Soros doesn't like the truth coming out. He's gotten a lot of power out of what's happened in the shift in this country as well. Just to back you up, let me mention a few of the people that have gone public. The number three man in the Japanese government went public on this show. The former president of, and this is all over BBC Reuters, but not in the U.S., 2 years ago, the former president of Italy. He also happened to be the former head of their CIA, and he said that he knew in 1980 our government was staging bombings to blame the left, and that's now been declassified, Operation Gladio, over 100 bombings. The former German defense minister has been on this show. The former head of German intelligence has been on this show to say 9/11 is an inside job and break down the evidence. We have literally now one of the most powerful people in the Labour Party of Australia went public last week and said it was an inside job. He happens to be an engineer, and they told him, how dare you? And he said, look, I'm not a coward, and you cowards don't run things anymore, and I'm not going to retract what I said. And he went over Building 7. So something's happening. We're seeing a second or third wave of 9/11 truth, the biggest ever. I thought it would subdue after Bush left. It's gotten bigger, Governor. I mean,
well, it should, because the Bush policies are still in place, aren't they?
Yes.
Nothing has changed. We're still fighting in two wars. We still are being in a lockdown mode in this country. Like I always tell you, when I leave and when I return, I always laughingly tell my friends I'm heading back to East Berlin now. and things like that. So I can understand to where it's not going away because they're not going away. Everything is still the same. Notice how focus isn't on the wars anymore. We got kids over there dying and all this. I did an interview the other day where, it was a young kid on the internet and he wanted to compare how his wrestling to politics. And I was going to have none of that. I said, look, wrestling is entertainment. It's sports athleticism. I said, politics is serious. serious. I said, we got kids still dying in Iraq and Afghanistan, people getting killed in wars over there, which in this country now we seem to have taken some laissez-faire attitude about them. That, oh, well, they signed up, that's their job, and away we go. Life goes on. Why worry about these wars that we're involved in?
Well, Governor, I had Colonel Anthony Schaefer on last Friday before I went to California. And I had had General Hamid Ghul, the former head of Pakistani intelligence, who beat the Russians on. And he said, we've already lost over there. We're going to lose. Now the entire population of Pakistan is starting to rise up and that we will be run out within a year if we don't leave now. And I asked Colonel Schaefer, who'd been there for years and was, you know, part of Stratus Ivy and, you know, commanded, of course, Able Danger. And he agreed. He said, we've got to leave in the next 6 months or we will lose. But the system doesn't care. And, you know, many of these experts agreed it's all about opium and lithium and those oil and gas pipelines, just as you have said previously.
Oh, yeah. No, if you look in Afghanistan at where our bases are set up, our bases are completely set up to go along that pipeline and protect it. And now, if that's our real purpose over there, then just be truthful with me, Alex. Don't give me these other stories and all this other nonsense. You know, I got in big trouble, you know, when I was on Fox when I said that, you know, we've been practicing terrorism for 50 years. We just call it foreign policy. And people need to understand that's we've done a lot of awful things out in the world. And we've instigated a lot of terrible things out in the world. And then we wonder why we need this huge defense to protect ourselves from the rest of the world. I think if we would start behaving our country a little more humanely and start looking at helping people rather than killing and destroying them everywhere, we might not need the military that we seem to require in this country. Why do we require this massive, largest military by, I don't know, tenfold?
It's bigger
than military in the world.
It's bigger than all other militaries combined.
Yeah. For why? What is the root of the problem? We're supposed to be the bastion of freedom. We're supposed to be the country that all these other countries look up to and want to emulate. You know? And yet clearly they don't because of obviously our international behavior throughout the world. And just because we have the biggest army and military in the world, we shouldn't fall down that shallow, ignorant path that it's our way or the highway, and that might is right.
Well,
that anything we do is okay because we got bigger bombs than you got. Well, yeah, that works for a while. But if you go down through history, you'll see that every military power throughout the world that had the power over the world eventually crumbled and fell.
Well, Governor, you're absolutely right. And the big danger throughout history, whether it was Rome in the time of Caesar over 2,000 years ago, or what happens in third world countries every month, when you build up a giant police state military domestic grid, which they've turned loose on us after 9/11, your nation always falls to a police state, because why shouldn't the elite use that police state to take everybody's liberty and their freedoms? When I was with you in Atlanta, you know, watching them wand you and search you because you have a prosthetic hip, had a hip replacement. You know, you talked about, I can't wait to get out of here and get back to Mexico. I can't wait to get out of East Germany. I flew out of San Jose yesterday morning. They had naked body scanners everywhere. Thank God they didn't try to put me into one because I wouldn't have done it.
I refuse to, too, and tell everybody, refuse to go in those things. You don't have to be forced into them. I refuse to. They don't like it. But I just tell them, and not only that, for health reasons, Alex, think about it for a minute. When you go in and get a regular X-ray, they cover your private areas with lead. The person that does it goes in another room, and now they're going to tell you that, yes, these X-rays are much more minor. They're not to the level. Yeah, that may be. But if you're like me sometimes where you fly and you do, Alex, 3 and 4 times a week, and you start getting microwave 3 to 4 times a week going into these things, and then 10 years from now you get some brain tumor or something, and everyone's going to go, gee, how did that happen?
Well, God, let me stop you again. I have the New York Times, L.A. Times, top scientists on record saying it's 20 to 50 times the radiation they'd previously said, and that it is a serious cancer risk. And now Forbes reports 500 mobile X-ray vans that are so powerful they look through your walls and they're beaming our houses with things 10 times more powerful than a chest x-ray. We'll talk about that when we come back. There's the headline, airport body scanners could give you cancer, warns expert, Daily Mail. When we come back, though, I want to shift into 9/11 again and the new bombshell developments and what the governor thinks we should do about this. We've got to all call for a new investigation, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back with Governor Jesse Ventura.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency. And I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we only got the Gov for about 35 more minutes. Again, we've got to get through all these clips and have him comment on them. I want to point out to radio listeners, we have a free video stream up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com today, because hearing this is one thing. Seeing it is another. Special 911 cover-up simulcast with Jesse Ventura, the video link, tens of thousands already logged on. Get up there, watch it, capture this video. We're going to archive it later today at PrisonPlanet.tv. We got a big report coming up about this because Jesse's here, as he's done many times, but calling for a new investigation and challenging the mainstream media. Now, we've got a bunch of different clips. Some of these were already on the news. I'm going to play some of the old clips first. There's hundreds of these. Okay, and we've written countless articles about them and put them in my films. And Jesse's gone and done a 9/11 special report last year for his TV show and interviewed many of these same heroes, police and people like Willie Rodriguez, the janitor, all confirming this. Because you look at the whole area of 9/11, you dig in anywhere and you find lies, obstruction, six of the ten commissioners saying, you know, a criminal cover-up by the Pentagon. That's a Washington Post headline. But Jesse, I don't want to paraphrase you, but I've heard you many times, and I agree with your statement, that the collapse of the towers, Building 7, that you think that's the biggest smoking gun. Is that correct?
Well, I don't know if it's the biggest one, but it defies Newton's law of gravity. It defies physics. And it gets pretty serious when you're defying physics. And physics tells you that those buildings it could not fall and collapse at that rate of speed and hit the ground, you know, the way that they did. And then you look at them and you apply common sense. All the cement is pulverized. It's not collapsed. It's blown to dust. Well, that takes huge energy. And if those buildings had truly collapsed, like they said, the debris would have been way, way more. You would have had debris piled up probably a third of the height of the trade centers.
And by the way, you're not saying this as a plumber or a doctor. You are an expert in explosives. Explain that.
Well, you know, I was trained by the Navy's best. I went through BUDS, basic underwater demolition SEAL training. And as you said earlier, Alex, you know, underwater demolition and SEALs are synonymous. In fact, it was President John F. Kennedy that created the SEALs when he took the UDT swimmers, and he wrote an executive order allowing the Navy to go beyond the high water mark, which they weren't allowed to do before. And essentially that took the Navy frogman and made him a third element. Now the Navy frogman could not only be in the air and in the water, but he would also be on land. And so the acronym is SEAL, Sea Air Land Teams. And, you know, when you look at the destruction of these buildings, in order for them to collapse, they would have to have uniformly collapsed together all at the same time, which is impossible. And then you look at the fact that molten metal was found underneath in multiple places, masses of it. Well, does anyone realize that, yes, you can heat metal up to where structurally it'll weaken, but you have to go over 3,000 degrees to melt metal? And there's melted metal here.
And, sir, we have video clips of the firefighters on the news that day saying it was like a foundry, and we have the NASA aircraft photos of months later, close to 3,000 degrees, incredible heat, and that goes to the thermite. Continuing, though, talking about 7, then we're going to start going to these clips.
Well, then you got Building 7, of course, which, you know, there's the infamous BBC film where the reporter reports on the building falling and talks about it for 7 minutes and is doing this 30 minutes before the actual building falls, and the building is actually right behind her. And then you've got all the other contradictory statements, you know, that the mayor said we're going to pull the building. The owner said that, yeah, we all agreed to pull the building. And then they're trying to say that in demolition terms, pulling it doesn't mean exploding it now. You know, they always come back after the fact and say, well, no, what they meant was something else. When we meant pull the building, it meant we were going to evacuate it. Well, I've never ever heard the term pull a building meaning to evacuate it out of people. That's a new term to me.
Well, we better get started because you just reminded me of the Silverstein clip, and now I've got limited time, and I'm thinking of all these
clips. Yeah, run some, Alex. We don't need me talking.
Everything you say is just backed up by so much proof. I don't want a listener, because I caught myself saying, get that clip, too, and we'll never have time to get to them all, but we'll try to get to it all with Governor Jesse Ventura. Here is the first clip. Here is New York Fire Department, hours after it collapses, with commanders talking about the floors popping out and it being a controlled demolition. It was as if they had detonators, is the quote. And the beeps you hear are cuss words. None of this has been edited except for the cuss words under FCC rules. Let's go ahead and play it.
What do? We made it outside. We made it about a block.
We made it at least 2 blocks, and we started running. Floor by floor, it started popping out.
It was like, it was if it had detonated.
Yeah, detonated. All the way down. I was watching it and running.
Just ran up west.
And then you just saw this cloud of chasing you down.
Could not run it.
West Street. I could not run it.
So what did you do?
I jumped behind a battalion car. I hit under the car. It was
all right. Now, let's go to another clip. You heard the governor. You heard me mention lava, molten steel. But we don't just have these firefighters on video to local television talking about molten steel like a foundry. When you hear foundry, that's where they make the steel. Okay? You know, big, giant containers of molten steel. You don't just hear them talking about that. We have video from the news of the molten steel pouring out like lava. Governor Ventura, again, this is powerful info.
Absolutely, because what temperature does it have? It has to go over 3,000 degrees to melt steel. And here you've got a great deal of melted steel. How could a plane crashing into a building cause steel to melt?
All right, we're pulling up some of these other clips here. We're having a computer hiccup, but we'll get to that in a moment. But, I mean, again, the media says, well, steel could weaken and it could fall. Does it weaken and then turn into lava?
Well, Alex, I can even give you a personal story on that. It was like 2 to 3 weeks after the event that that my wife and I were accompanied by Governor Pataki, and we were allowed to go right into the ground zero when the workers were there attempting to clean up shortly thereafter. And it didn't really dawn on me that day because, again, you're kind of numb when you go there, and it's, you know, it's like walking into where a hurricane has hit after the fact, and you see all the destruction and devastation. But I remember that day they had to suspend digging because they were running into pockets of molten metal and heat that was so dangerous that they weren't allowed to dig into it. And it didn't register with me that day. But now when I think back to it, I go, wait a minute. How could there be on the ground? Everything happened 100 floors up in the air. How could there possibly be molten metal down under the ground?
Giant pools of it. It's not just Governor Ventura saying that. Here's the firefighters. Here's that clip.
I think you just get it to... Who knew? I, to be honest with you, I think he might have thought that was it for us, Phil.
You'd get down below and you'd see molten steel. Molten steel running down the channel rails. Like you're in a foundry.
Like lava.
Like lava.
Like lava.
On a volcano.
A lot of screaming. All right. A lot of yelling.
Now, Governor, here's the key before we get to the new clips. There are literally 5 terabytes, thousands of these clips, and it's not somebody who's hurt or it's not a fire. The clips that NIST for 9 years has blocked, but under a lawsuit by the International Group on 9/11 Studies, they've been able to get these videos, and all the videos are firemen talking about molten steel, bombs, are firemen talking about all this incredible stuff. I mean, is that not evidence of a cover-up right there?
Well, obviously it is, because you notice that they don't include that in their report at all, do they?
No, they worked it.
Comes out, NIST has all this information in their possession. And yet their report chooses to ignore it and not even mention it.
And spend 9 years blocking lawsuits to get it.
Yeah, and now how much more simple can it be for someone out there to look at that and go, something's rotten in Denmark here?
Yeah, they didn't release a bunch of nonsensical video. The stuff they released is the FBI director of New York talking to firemen who say bombs were going off. And he said, yeah, I saw the bottom of the building blow out.
And why in their report wouldn't they write something to say that these people were crazy and wrong?
And
shouldn't they have at least addressed it and said, well, we had many reports of firemen and officials saying bombs were going off, and then give an explanation as to why these people were wrong?
Well, we not only have this new video that just came out yesterday, as they called for the video of the FBI director in New York saying this, we have the local newscast that day saying the FBI director of the city said they're looking at bombs. So we have it from both angles. This is all new, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the first new clip. that they released 2 weeks ago culling through these. This is a group of firemen with blood pouring out of their faces who have been seriously hurt. One guy's got his face all smashed in. And he looks up, and they're talking about how after the planes hit, they were going in, getting ready to go up, and there were explosions in the lobby. And then one fireman looks up and says, we got to get out of here. There could be bombs in all these buildings. Here's this new video that NIST didn't want any of you, including Governor Jesse Ventura, to see. Here it is.
What happened?
He was in an explosion. He was in the lobby, and the third explosion, the whole lobby collapsed on us.
What was it like?
Horrible.
It's horrible. Like hell. You don't want to know.
The whole building just collapsed on us inside the lobby.
Was that a secondary explosion?
Yes, it was.
That was the planet problem?
Yeah, definitely secondary explosion. We was inside waiting to go upstairs, and on the way upstairs, the whole thing blew. And we just collapsed on everybody inside the lobby.
Similar to the first car was coming down, secondary?
I don't know about the first one, but I know the second one, it was terrible. Then there was a third one, too, after that one.
Third explosion after that?
Yes, sir. Everybody was inside the building waiting to go upstairs, and they just let loose. Everything just let loose inside the building.
So what you told me is that there was a plane or whatever hit the building, then a secondary explosion.
It was like three explosions after that. We came in after the fire. We came when the fire was going on already. We was in the staging area inside the building waiting to go upstairs. And they exploded. The whole lobby collapsed on the lobby inside.
And it's just mayhem after that?
No, just mayhem. Everybody tried to work their way out.
Just trying to help all the brothers get out.
A lot of people trapped inside.
I was sitting in the front of the Navy Yard, across from Brooklyn. We watched the first explosion. As we watched the building, saw a black, very large airplane fly right into the second building. It came out of the south. Right in front of our eyes. It was so surreal, like a movie set. Second and third explosions also, right?
We were in the building for the third one. It collapsed. On this drive here for the other one.
Feel it on the stand. There may be more. Any one of these buildings could blow up. This ain't done yet.
This is on top of this.
All right. Now there he is saying this ain't done yet, and that was shot at about 12 noon. He was right. Five and a half hours later, they weren't done yet. Governor, you just heard three firefighters, one of them senior, saying bombs going off, explosions in the South and North Tower.
And what's unique about it, you also heard them say they were in the prepared area getting ready to go up. So that clearly lets you know this was before any of the buildings collapsed at all, that these other explosions were going on. Now, how can the government sit and say that they ignore this type of testimony?
Well,
how come there's nothing written about this in any of the reports? Clearly that shows that what they've told us is just plain BS.
Well, here's my problem. We only got about 20 minutes left with you, and I haven't even gotten into a tenth of these. I literally have hundreds.
Let's play some more of that.
Okay, this next one, and again, people can watch this at Infowars.com. We've got a video stream there. And this is another NIST video that they tried to suppress. And it shows Building 7 before it collapses in cascading explosion noises that go on and on and on and on. Let's go ahead and just play a short part of that. Here it is. It goes on for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, you could definitely. Now, that took place before 7 collapsed.
Yes.
You definitely could hear an explosion, and it was even identified as one on the tape.
And then we have local news out there with their cameras before the first plane hits. You hear it coming in, and then you hear boom, 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 and then the plane hits, and that's what the other witnesses, like Willie Rodriguez, said. About 10 seconds before, explosions, then the plane hits. This is incredible. Governor, your take on this.
Well, again, this is evidence, I guess, that we're all supposed to say, don't believe our lying eyes and don't believe our lying ears.
Let's play another clip that was on CNN that day. This is, and I've interviewed the police and firemen that were there, and it was on a local news station, Craig Bartmer and others. We're told there was a countdown, get back, and then they said run for your lives, and they heard the 10, 9, 7, 8, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And here you see policemen saying, get back, that building's about to come down, get back, that building's about to come down. And that's what Silverstein tells us.
And what building are they referring to, 7?
They're referring to Building 7.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and play the clip. Here it is.
We are looking back at the building about to blow up. The plane, debris coming down.
Just in the last few seconds, another building, building number 7, one of the buildings in support of the World Trade Center towers.
Governor Ventura.
You know, again, I've read about all that. Now you get a chance to hear it. You know, and again, clearly they knew the building was coming down ahead of time. And, you know, you look at the 9/11 Commission, they didn't even address Building 7. There isn't one word in their entire report that even deals with Building Number 7. And NIST didn't even bring out the report until 2 or 3 years after, you know, they waited until, you know, the storm had already left sight from everyone because, you know, we in the United States, most people, they have about a six-month attention span.
Well, most Americans don't even know about Building 7, but in most cities, it'd be the biggest building in the town.
Yeah, it was 49 stories high, which is not a small building by any stretch of the imagination. Now, it is small when you put it next to the World Trade Center towers, but as you said, Alex, in an average city, it would be a major, major building. And for this thing to collapse in 7 seconds, having not been hit by anything other than some debris and stuff, and the fires were not that bad on it, and yet we've never received a proper explanation as to why this building collapsed. And then again, you look on the flip side, this building got repaired and replaced in record time.
Stay there, sir. We're going to break. The big new clip, the FBI director talking about explosions and bombs. They tried to suppress this video. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got to move fast because Jesse Ventura's got to leave at about 14 after next hour. We got a bunch of other news and info coming up, but we're going through all these clips. This is only the tip of the iceberg. Before I go into the big news with the FBI director of New York saying the same thing you just heard police and firemen say, Governor, we talked this morning about a new investigation. What's your statement on having all of this conclusively proving a cover-up? What do you think we should do as a nation? Because clearly, everything that was done under Bush is just continuing. We have no future. You know, Tyrell and your daughter, and none of us have any future if we don't stand up. They're going to stage more terror if we don't expose it.
Well, that's just it. What do we do, you know, when they control the power and they control who gets to investigate? It basically then, to me, strips down to the most basic essential of all. The only thing we have in our power then is the power of the vote, if we can still trust that. And like I've been advocating, people need to stop voting for Democrats and Republicans. And that doesn't mean the answer is the Tea Party. Because I find the Tea Party to be a bit of a fraud, too, because they're supposed to stand up for the Constitution, and they amazingly just showed up when Barack Obama became president. They weren't around prior to that.
Yeah, where's their problem with the wars and the naked body scanners and the Patriot Act? The grassroots are good. It's the Republicans trying to take it over that are bad. But specifically, what about state investigations, grand jury investigations? More people are going public.
Well, again, if you can get a local official to do it, but the problem is they're all generally Democrats and Republicans, and you have the power structure that goes all the way to Washington. You're not. When I was way back, when I was mayor of Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, we had this golf clubhouse that was so dirty that the audit firm of Deloitte Touche came in and went through, and their official report said their books were unauditable. They could not audit their books. We took it to current Democratic governor candidate Mark Dayton, who was the state auditor at the time. We showed him all our facts and everything, and he wouldn't touch it because the power structure happened to be his party, the Democrats.
Absolutely. We got to shift gears now into the top story that you're here to discuss. Exclusive uncovered 9/11 footage shows FBI director asking firefighters about secondary hits on WTC. This is shot by firefighters. We bleeped out any cussing. He addresses them as FBI Director Barry Mon, and then he's there with Giuliani, and they walk away as this was happening. This is huge 9/11 cover-up, ladies and gentlemen. Here is the FBI director agreeing with the firefighters that he saw the bomb go off and the bottom of the North Tower blow out. Here it is.
FBI Barry Mon.
I heard the rumble. She heard a rumble, and then it was like, "Pete, don't fail me now," because we know something was. I knew something was.
I saw it. I saw it before I laid aside. Whatever was right on the side.
Okay, and then there he goes with Mayor Giuliani, Jesse Ventura, Governor Ventura. There is the FBI director of New York saying, yeah, no, I saw the bottom of the building blow out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you've got all this evidence, but clearly when you look at what happened and the results of all of it, it shows clearly that these commissions and these official government investigations are frauds. They're, they don't seek the truth. They're there to simply push the government story of whatever that may be, of what they want said and what happened. And, when you look at the whole commission, I mean, it got run by Zelikow, who comes right out of the White House. He was the guy in charge. if they didn't unanimously agree on something, it wasn't even entered into it.
Governor, back in 70 seconds, let's talk about how we get a new investigation. Straight ahead, more clips.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.